Greetings, dear family. Some of you may know who Roland and Heidi Baker are and the work they are doing for the Lord. For years, these servants of God longed to get to Africa and fulfill the calling that He had placed on their lives and in their hearts. The Lord sent them into one of the most challenging situations, which required great faith and trust in Him to overcome. So they were drawn to Mozambique, officially listed at the time as the poorest country in the world. A few days into their initial visit into Mozambique's capital, they were offered an orphanage that no one could or would support, not even large churches in South Africa or European nations. It was horribly neglected and dilapidated, with 80 miserable, demon-afflicted orphans in rags. Lord, please help them. They thought it was a perfect test of their faith, their willingness to serve God, and continue a work in each of them. They thought, Jesus is enough for us and for anyone. All things are possible in Christ who strengthens us. Alone and without support, Roland and Heidi offered to take over the center and provide for the children in return for the opportunity to bring the gospel to them. Within months, the children were saved and filled with the Holy Spirit, weeping while still in rags with gratitude for their salvation. Jesus provided miraculously. More all the time as the children prayed day and night for their daily food. They brought in teams, improved the center, and took the children to the streets to testify to more orphans and abandoned children. Some were lost in visions, taken to heaven, and dancing around the throne of God on the shoulders of angels. It was incredible. After they got up to 320 children, abruptly the government evicted them and denied these precious children permission to pray and worship on the property. Without a backup plan, the children marched off the property barefoot and without a home. They lost everything. They also lost tremendous amounts of support because Roland and Heidi welcomed the increasing presence of the Holy Spirit when they gathered. They were just beginning to taste the power of God in Mozambique. After much prayer, suddenly land was donated by a nearby city. They got tents and food from South Africa. Provision came in from supernaturally touched hearts all over the world. Soon they could actually build their own dorms. Bush pastors longed for a Bible school and to receive what the children had received from the Holy Spirit. Graduates from the school went out and began healing the sick and raising the dead. Church growth in the bush exploded. Then revival was fueled exponentially by the desperation caused by catastrophic flooding in 2000, when three cyclones came together and brought torrential rain for 40 days and 40 nights. More damage was caused by that flood than Mozambique's many years of civil war. A cry for God rose up like they had never experienced or imagined. And their churches across the country multiplied into thousands, spreading the gospel throughout remote places in the provinces. One of the essential characteristics that Heidi Baker asks of volunteers who work for them is to have a teachable spirit. It's absolutely necessary. It's vital when carrying out the will of God. Jesus began speaking. My people struggle with an unteachable spirit. Really, Lord? Knowing my thoughts, he said, I assure you, Elizabeth, this is a very real spirit, and one that weaves its way onto the backs of the destroyer of destinies. Unteachability causes you to only want to learn the bare minimum, staying right where you are, never growing or progressing in a forward motion. You avoid asking questions for fear you will look foolish in front of others, and you do not accept responsibility for your own actions. The spirit enjoys when you blame others for your shortcomings and missteps. You don't seek spiritual guidance, confess your sins, or want to grow in holiness. When bound up with an unteachable spirit, my servants do not listen, but talk. Talk about yourselves, talk about your accomplishments, achievements, and gifts. You do not take correction well without resentment or a desire to retaliate. There is a strong resistance of moving out of your comfort zones in work and ministry. You rely heavily on pre-existing routines, practices, and prejudices. What you all should be striving for is an awareness of the limitations of your own knowledge and abilities. Be open, dear ones, to those you can learn from, who can teach you and help you. Ask for instruction and guidance, and listen to others patiently and carefully. Be prepared for me to move you out of your comfort zone by doing something different. Make mistakes. Look foolish. If you put your faith in me, I will help you, but you must be willing, flexible, and most importantly, teachable. In other words, be humble and stay anchored in me and my love for you. And that was the end of his message. God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. That's in 1 Peter 5:5. Amen.